Good morning, everyone. As you know, I'm in charge of organising this year's summer getaway, and I'd like to take just a bit of time to brief you on our upcoming trip to the coast, which, by the way, still has plenty of room for anyone who's interested. Of course, it's not mandatory, but we've been doing it for years, and it's a great opportunity for team building, as well as a fun weekend away at the beach. Now, if you don't already know, we hire a luxury bus to ship us down the coast from Friday to Sunday. The commute usually takes about 4 hours, and you're welcome to bring snacks or whatever you want onto the bus. When everyone shows up in the parking lot at the office, we take attendance, load up the buses, and set out with, hopefully, no delays. On the way down, we'll do a bit of scenic sightseeing and stop off at caves, which we can walk around inside and take some pictures. It's a short pit stop, but well worth it. We'll be staying in a small hotel that's only a few minutes from the beach, so don't forget to bring your bathing costumes, towels, sunscreen, and whatever else you might want for lounging near the sea. There will be water scooters and boat rentals available at an extra cost if anyone is interested in water sports. Now for the fun part. Every year we set up teams of 4 to 5 employees from each department and hold a series of competitions over the weekend. The events change every year, but in the past we've held snooker matches in the pub, football shootouts on the beach, crazy golf, a karaoke sing-off, charades, scavenger hunts, and other ridiculously fun nonsense. Winners of each competition get points, and the team with the most points gets a prize at the end of the weekend. The cost for the weekend is £150, which includes transportation, dinner each night, and accommodation. You're responsible for whatever other meals you have and anything else you want to do while we're there. The town has a bit of shopping, several pubs and restaurants, and a few small art galleries. The rooms are all double occupancy. You can pick your own roommate if you want to, but if you haven't paired off with anyone by the time we're up there, we'll just randomly select people to share a room. Remember, it's 2 people per room, and there are no single occupancy rooms available. Like I said earlier, we still have a few spots available for anyone that is interested. I highly recommend it. It's over the holiday weekend, so the office will be closed on Friday, which is why we leave early that morning, 6 a.m. actually. We expect to return Sunday afternoon around 2 p.m. I've got a sign-up sheet on my doorway, or you can email me privately if you have any questions. If you want to pay for the trip in installments, that's okay too, but you'll have to put down a deposit so we can hold your spot. We always have enough room for everyone, but we need to finalise our numbers over the next few days so that we can get the rooms rented and make sure we have enough seats on the bus. Unfortunately, this trip is for employees only. Also, don't forget to mention your roommate preference when you register for the trip, so we can make sure everyone gets situated with who they want to stay with. There's really no policy on that, except that we expect men to room with men and women to room with women. We're very lucky to have this opportunity to take such a wonderful trip at a discounted cost. Like I already said, it's been a success in the past, and this will be the 11th year in a row that's happened. If you have any questions, feel free to stop by my office and ask or send over an email.